Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
sweet memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oh, my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we come before you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come asking the Holy Spirit to come forth this morning, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, your word, Father, so that we can learn, have more knowledge of you, of the Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit, more knowledge of your word, Father, so that we can walk straighter and better, stronger, to reach out to those they're in need of help and help them, Father, along the way. Now, Father, be with us through this morning's study, and we ask this once again in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be dealing here with chapter 13, with Joshua. And he starts off here by letting us know that at this time, Joshua was an old man, stricken in years. That's what it tells us here in verse 1. That doesn't tell us how old he is, but it tells us now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. In other words, he's letting him know he may be old and all, but he still has a lot of work to do. Because right now, he is actually the head man of the committee that takes care of who gets what. And as we go on in our reading, find out all about this. Because you see, chapter 13 through 19 is all about the allotment of land and who it goes to. And because you see, it is being divided by tribe. We know there's 12 tribes to Israel. Now, and they have even a half a tribe that Moses had brought in. We'll be getting to all of this in our reading. Now, verse 2 says, this is the land that yet remaineth. All the borders of the Philistine and all of Geshar, Ha'ar, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron, northward, which is counted to the Canaanites, five lords of the Philistines, and the Gezithites, and the Ashdonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avites. Now you see, my neighboring town, which is only just a matter of about 3.5 miles from where I live here in Gustin, this is where it got its name, Ekron. E-K-R-O-N, Ekron. Now, from the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Merah that is beside the Sinians unto Aphek, to the borders of the Amorites, and the land of the Gibeonites, and all living toward the sun rising, from Baal-Gad under Mount Hermon unto the entering into Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country, from Laban unto Mizpah, and all Sidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now, but God is the one that's telling Joshua, he's going to drive them out. Now, therefore, divide this land for an inheritance unto the 9 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh, with whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond Jordan, eastward, even as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. From Aroer, that is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain of Medeba unto Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, unto the border of the children of Ammon. 11. The Galilead and the border of the Geshurites, and all Mount Hermon and all Bashan unto Salcah. All the kingdom of Org and the Bashan which reigned in Ashrah and in Edrei, who remained of the remnant of the giants. For these did Moses smite and cast them out. The Moses had got rid of them. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Geshurites, nor the Maachathites, but the Geshurites and the Maachathites dwell among the Israelites unto this day. Only unto the tribes of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifice of the Lord God of Israel made by far are their inheritance, as he said unto them. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families. And their coast was from Aurora, that is on the bank of the river Anon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain by Nineveh. 17. Heshbon and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibon and Bamoth Baal and Beth Baal Meon and Jehazah. What names? Kedemah and Nephatha and Kirjath Aim and Sema, Zereth and Shahar in the mount of the valley and Beth Peor and Ashdroth and Beth Shishmah and all the cities of the plain and all the kingdom of Shihon, king of the Amorites, which reigneth in Heshbon, whom Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evah, and Rechem, Zar, Hur, Reba, which were dukes of Shihon, dwelling in the country. Now, 22. Now, Lamb, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. The border of the children of Reuben was Jordan. And the brother thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben after their families, the city and the villages thereof, and Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad according to their families and their coast. Was Jazer and all the cities of Galeed and the half the land of the children of the of Ammon unto Aurora, that is before Rehoboth, and from Heshbon unto Ramoth and Betonah and from Manah unto the border of Debar and in the valley of Bethlehem and Bethnima and Tekoh and Zithrah, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, Jordan, and his brother, even unto the edge of the sea of Chinneth, on the other side of Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, after their families, the cities and their villages. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half-tribe of Manasseh. And this was the position of the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families. And their coast was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jar, which are in Bashan, 60 cities. In other words, 60 cities. And half of Gilead, and Ashdod, Edrei, city of the kingdom of Og, in Bashan, were pertaining unto the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even to the one half of the children of Machir by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab on the other side Jordan by Jericho eastern. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them. Now, because Levi, God made them his priests. They were families called to be priests, people in that day and time. And God took care and was taking care of them and what they would receive, where they was to be, and all about it. We've come to the end of chapter 13. Now, all we're going to find here now in the next few chapters is what was given to who? The territory that was given to Hebron and to Caleb. The territories allotted to Judah and all of those things. Now, we begin here in 14 with verse 1. It says, and these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance unto them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan. But unto the Levites, he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore, they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs, for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Now, here in verse 6, then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jehunneh, the Kenzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. In other words, supposing he had supposedly done what the Lord had asked to be done. And we do know that several of the spies came back with the wrong word. Verse 10. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Made him 85 years old. 11. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. In other words, his health is no good. At 85, he's just as strong and all as he was at 45. Now, Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and dense. But so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. You know, in this book of Joshua, as I had told you before, is where my name came from. We have found it several times, and even several different places and different ways it was used. Kirjathaim, Kirjath Jearim. Here we have Kirjath Arba and all. And these were cities. We have just now finished with 14. Let's see how long 15 is. Quite extensive. It's going to take a little while to get through it because of the names. There are so many of them in this chapter. Now, verse 1. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah, by their families, even to the border of Edom. The wilderness of Zin, southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh south. And it went out to the south side to Malek. I can't come up with that one. A-C-R-A-B-B-I-M. And passed along to Zin and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh and passed along to Hezron and went up to Adar and fetched a compass to Karkara. From thence it passed toward Azeman and went out unto the river of Egypt. And the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Ogel and passed along by the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up to toward Debar from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is before the going up to Edrummon, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the going out thereof were at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, and to the south side of the Jebusite. The same is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Enon, westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants, northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Naphtali. And went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, rather, and the water were drawn to Belal, which is Kirjath Jearim. Then the border compressed from Belal westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Kishilon on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron, northward, and the border was drawn to Saklon, and passed along to Mount Belah, and went out unto Jabneel, and the going out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about according to their families. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Enoch, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Enoch, Shehiah, and Ahiman, and Talamar, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debar, and the name of Debar before was Kirjath Sefer. Kirjath Sefer. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath Sefer and taketh it to him will I give Asher, my daughter, to wife, and Onethiel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it and gave, and he gave him Asher, or Aksha, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she lighted off of her ass. And Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? He answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a southland. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the neither springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. All right, now, I'm not going to all these cities. They are some names. that they go from verse 21 to verse 62. And there's been a lot of them we have read about, like Akron and all of them. But there's a lot of them on here. You know, here's one, H-A-D-A-T-T-A-H. Well, they didn't break them down to actually where you can really pronounce them. Here's another one, B-I-Z-J-O-T-H-J-A-H. We get over again and we get into there in 60, you've got Kirjus Baal, which is Kirjus Jearim. And all, you know, and all it's doing is naming the towns. And like I said, there is a lot of them here that has been given to these people from verse 21 through verse 62. And some of these verses has two and three cities to the verse. Now, the last verse of 15 says, as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day, to the day that this was recorded and written. Now, I'm not going into 16 until this evening because I want to go over it until I can see about these names and things, because these are names that you and I are not used to handling. And when we try to break it down to pronounce it, we may break it down to pronounce it, but that don't mean that it's actually pronounced right, because we don't know how they broke it down. Here's one of them that I'm talking about, A-T-A-R-O-T-H. And then it has a slash because it broke off in two. It's this one name is in two different words. And the last word is A-D-D-A-R. Well, that one we know is Adar. The first part of it, A-T-A-R-O-T-H. But we don't know how they broke that down. Because if you break it down, A, T-A-R, that would be A-T-A-R-O. But that may not be right. Now, so I want to look up a lot of these names and all. So we're going to stop here for this morning, and we'll get, God willing, we'll get back into it this evening at 6 p.m. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. And these are things, Father, that is interesting. And it's letting us see about the land that has been given unto your people. Because, Father, we do know your word tells us that it was given to them forever. And we know that where they are today is all part of that land. It's theirs. It was given to them by you, the creator of all. Now, Father, help us as I study this day with these names, Father, to get them right and according to the way they should be. We pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We pray for peace for them. Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that Jerusalem will be known as a land of Jesus. In this land of ours, Father, that turned its back away from your word, both away from the Lord Jesus Christ, took him out of every place he was in. Father, they are those here of us that love you, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, that loves your word and loves your church. And we're asking the Holy Spirit to help us to remove those from office that has done this deed, this evil work, and to replace them, Father, with those that will work for you, for your church, and for your people. And help us to bring our government and put it back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as we separate now, I ask you to keep us all in health, keep us safe through the day, bring us back together this evening, and back into your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Where'd you go, Kenny?